Unit 4, Trade Protectionism. Part 1, Preview Activities. Listening Comprehension. 1. Fill in the blanks with words you have heard from the passage. Many more protectionist measures have been introduced into the global economy since the 2008 financial crisis than previously thought, and countries are responding to slowing growth by adding even more, creating a global trade disorder, according to a new report. Since the crisis, G20 leaders, who are due to meet in Australia this week, have pledged consistently to not repeat the mistakes of the 1930s, which saw trade shut down around the world and the Great Depression deepen as economic barriers were raised. The extreme response seen in the 1930s has largely been avoided since 2008, most trade experts believe. However, in their latest report, researchers at Global Trade Alert, which has emerged as a leading watchdog on protectionism, warned that the extent of new trade barriers has been underreported. By their count, 5,784 measures, ranging from anti-dumping investigations to increases in tariffs and new rules on local content and government procurement, have been introduced since 2008. The pattern of those measures has followed economic fortunes, they argue. Protectionism surged in 2008 and 2009 as the crisis was at its worst before slowing in 2010 and 2011 as economies began to recover. But the return of fears over growth since 2012 has caused another surge, and the G20 and other bodies are doing too little to respond to what could end up being a global trade disorder, the report warns. Neither the G20 nor the World Trade Organization has got to grips with protectionism, the report's authors write. The fragmentation of global markets along national lines is much worse than previously reported. The report takes a more alarmist view of the global situation than one released by the WTO, OECD, and UN last week, which had a narrower definition of trade barriers. But that report also warned G20 leaders that the number of protectionist measures was increasing and that they needed to exercise restraint and take decisive action to reduce it.